some stories shared from the Bible and from people in our faith community. And we talked about the importance of sharing our faith and knowing our own stories. This week, we give thanks for people who walk with us and guide us, our faithful friends, our mentors, our teachers, and guides in the faith. I remember doing an assignment in college where we had to list people in our life who were influencers in our faith. This is the kind of thing you get to do when you go to a Lutheran school. I was completely shocked at how long the list was once I sat down to write it. There were people from my church that I grew up in, like my Sunday school teachers, my pastors, my classmates, and my church friends. I thought about my mom and her influence on my faith. And then there were my wonderful friends I had made at church camp in junior high. We called ourselves the Soul Sisters, and we had a soul mother too, my friend Annie's mom, Sue. Sue worked at the churchwide offices as editor of Lutheran Women Today. She was bright and accomplished, and I was kind of in awe of her. And most surprising to me was her great love for me and for all of us Soul Sisters. You can't be in Sue's presence without hearing a warm, loud welcome, seeing her huge smile, and being wrapped up in a big hug. I bet you all know people like that too. She's someone I've looked up to my whole life, and her love and example has encouraged me through many challenges. She's helped me find my way in the world and through her example and her guidance over the past 25 years. My life would have been a lot different without her love and faithfulness. We all need people like that in our lives, someone to encourage us and help us find the way. For Moana, that person was her grandmother. Moana saw in her grandmother Tala someone who was truly themselves, someone who wasn't afraid of being that kind of a person, and a person who helped Moana to learn her own story. We're going to see a clip now in a minute. And in this clip, we see Moana is out on the ocean on a boat. She's traveled across the sea to restore this green glowing stone. It's called the Heart of Te Fiti. And she's putting it back where it belongs so that the seas will be safe to sail again and that her people can grow food again on her island. But at this point, Moana is lost. She has lost the stone and she's frustrated. She's wondering what she's doing when she's visited by the spirit of her grandmother who had died just before she set sail. So her grandma Tala asks her why she's hesitating to continue on her journey, and she reminds Moana who she is.
Why do you hesitate?
I don't know.
I know a girl from an island. She stands apart from the crowd. She loves the sea and her people. She makes her whole family proud. Sometimes the world seems against you. The journey may leave a scar, but scars can heal and reveal just where you are. The people you love will change you. The things you have learned will guide you. And nothing on earth can silence the quiet voice still inside you. And when that voice starts to whisper, Moana, you've come so far. Moana, listen. Do you know who you are?
Who am I? I am a girl who loves my island and the girl who loves the sea. It calls me. I am the daughter of the village chief. We are descended from voyagers who found their way across the world. They call me. I've delivered us to where we are. I have journeyed farther. I am everything I've learned and more. Still it calls me. And the call isn't out there at all. It's inside me. It's like the tide, always falling and rising. I will carry you here with my heart. You remind me that come what
her grandmother's help, Moana remembers that the call is inside her. She just needed a gentle nudge to get back on track. That's true for me sometimes. Does that ever happen to you? I can feel lost and wondering where I'm going, what I'm doing, and my friends and family and mentors help to bring me back from the edge. They help me get back on God's path. They help me remember who I am, whether it's a daughter who's loved, or a friend who's faithful, or a pastor who's called to share the good but challenging news of God. There are so many things in life that can knock us off course and make us feel defeated. But God's word, spoken through the Bible or through our faithful friends, helps steer us back on course. It can be hard to believe in God who we can't see. We heard those words from Hebrews last week. But God gives us friends and mentors and guides to help us learn how to live faithfully in the world. These people are gifts. They help us remember who we are, and they give us courage to be who God calls us to be. Did you ever run into someone randomly somewhere, and it was just the person you needed to see? Or maybe you have had the chance to be that person for somebody else, whether you know it or not. Ruth had the chance to be that person for her mother-in-law, Naomi. Naomi and her family were from Bethlehem, but they had moved to Moab, where her sons had married Moabite wives. But when all of the men died, Naomi decided to return to her home country, where she would be able to have food and have other relatives who could look after her, since she was prohibited from working. So she says goodbye to her daughters-in-law and prepares to head home. But Ruth refuses to leave her, saying those famous words, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Where you die, I will die. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." These words are sometimes read at weddings, and you can probably understand why. They are a vow, a promise made from Ruth to Naomi, that whatever life brings, they will go through it together. To know that you have someone on your side can make all the difference in the world. I hope you have someone like Ruth who's been faithful to you, who's stuck by you through things that through thick and through thin, and who won't listen to you when you try to push them away. We all have that faithfulness in Jesus. He was born, he died, and he rose again so that we could be with him forever. He is the good shepherd that watches over us, who guides us through life and even the valley of the shadow of death to the goodness of the Lord. Jesus is the most faithful friend we have. And in this community, we aim to share that faithfulness and love we know through Jesus, even though we are human and we fail sometimes. We are here to be witnesses for each other of Christ's love and to share it with each other and with the world. And when we have a hard time believing or feeling that love, we're here to carry each other through those times too. Today, when you came in, you got a popsicle stick. in a minute during the sermon reflection time, I want you to write your name on your popsicle stick. It works with pencil. If you grab a pencil out of the pew, or if you have a pen, you're welcome to do that also. And so when you come up for communion, I want you to put it in the basket that's up here. For the people on this side, I think the ushers are going to be collecting it when you come up. And then the ushers will grab the baskets at the end of communion. And on your way out of church today, I want you to pull a popsicle stick out of the basket. And so this will be your prayer partner for the next week or however long you want to pray for this person. So you can take your popsicle stick. If you draw your own name, put it back. You can pray for yourself, but that's not the point we want to make today. You can take this, put it somewhere. You'll see it by your bathroom sink, in your cup holder, in your car, on your kitchen table, wherever is a place where you can see and remember to pray for each other this week, because that is something that as a community of faith we do. We pray for each other and give each other over to God's care. If you'd like to write a prayer request on there, you're welcome to. You don't have to. And if you're a kid and you want to write how old you are, you can do that. So just make sure you bring it up when you come for communion. Does anybody need a popsicle stick who didn't get one? All good? Okay, so take a moment to do that. And also to thank God for those faithful friends who've prayed for you throughout your life. Amen.